good sound tonight, I think.
Yeah.
And, so I think it will. So hope you enjoy it. It's called Whisper from the Hills. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. Nice. Well, we're going to bring out a good friend and somebody whose music we're looking forward to hearing. Please welcome Karen Ashbrook. And Ralph Gordon is coming back, too. Karen lives in the Washington, D.C. area, where she teaches and plays music all the time. All the time. I called her one night to kind of talk about things we could do together, and she was out playing a dance. You know, I said, oh, yeah, that's a full-time musician for you. Those of you who've been to the bookstore know that she's got a record and some teaching tapes and things down there. Hi. Well, shall we do this jig and waltz here? Okay, we're going to do a couple of sort of, quasi-Keltoid pieces here. Yeah, these are a couple of tunes in the traditional style. First one is a jig. It's called The Wedding Plans, and that's followed by a tune called The Stolen Moment. Thank you.
you. Karen Ashbrook.
Sam Herman's been teaching the repertoire class all week for Hammer Dulcimer. And unfortunately, she had to leave. She couldn't be with us tonight. But she asked me to come in and teach the last day of her class, so I kind of slipped in the back door. And now I'm here on stage in front of you, so I'm going to play a few tunes. The first thing I'm going to play, it's going to end with a set of Irish tunes. It's going to start with the medieval tune that's a cantiga written for the Virgin Mary, good subject for medieval tunes. And the second tune will be the Jug of Punch, which is an Irish tune. I've heard it everywhere. I've known it for a few years, followed by a Paddy O'Brien tune.
Thank you.
play a set of Scottish tunes. The first one is from Shetland, and I learned it from the Boys of the Loch many years ago. I use it for a bridal march a lot. It's a wedding march. It's called the Brood March from Unst. And I'm going to follow it with the tune I taught my class today, which is the New Claret, and I learned that from Sue Richards. It's from the Gow Collection.
I think we might coax her back out here too before we're all through.
Woo! Yeah.
Well, I thought I'd... I almost forgot about being a guitar player this week. I was having so much fun playing dulcimer with Jerry and everyone else. And so I'll throw in one guitar song here. This is a song This is a song that I wrote for and about my father a couple years back. And some reminiscences about growing up back in Detroit, the Motor City. And he used to work in he was part of the automobile industry. He used to work in a little tool and die shop. Usually when you think of the auto industry, you think of these huge assembly lines and guys just riveting and stuff. But my dad was a tool and die maker. And those are the guys that that do the blueprint work, you know, and make the parts that they're going to use to do the stamping out on the assembly lines. So these are some reminiscences about those days, a little blues for the auto industry. Name of the shop he worked at was United Tool and Die. Buses just riding the lines, get off at Michigan Ave, past pawn shops and dives, to a place my daddy worked, United Tool and Die, United Tool and Die, United Tool and Die, my daddy worked United Tool and Die. Gray was the metal and gray was the mill. When I close my eyes, I can see them there still. Blue was his apron and blue was his collar, working all week for the family dollar, for the family dollar, for the family dollar, just working all week for the family dollar. Now United Tool and Die was just a little job shop, 32 men from the bottom to the top. In every corner of the shop there was a place for each man, next to every machine there was a blueprint stand. Yes, a blueprint stand, just a stand and a man. Next to every machine there was a blueprint stand, 'cause a tool and die maker's gotta follow a plan, and the labor is skilled if you're a journeyman, 'cause you're making the tools and you're making the dies that'll stamp out the parts they will use on the line, they will use on the line, they'll use you on that line, they're stamping the parts they will use on the line. United Tool and Die, it was a union shop, UAW, bottom to the top. That man was shop steward back in 63, used to talk about Reuther and the old big three, although they're not as big as they used to be. Oh, but that was all back in 1963. Now for 27 years that man he put in his time, I remember him saying that he usually didn't mind. They had a little set aside and an old house to sell. They moved to the country and it's just as well. You know it's just as well. You know it's just as well. They moved to the country and it's just as well. 'Cause United closed down back around 78. Seems they fell on to hard times. Call it foreign competition, call it lagging behind. People out of work, they call it standing in line. Yeah, they're standing in line. Yeah, they're standing in line. Those people out of work, standing in long lines still.
Thank you.
I'd like to bring back out Jerry Rockwell and Ralph Gordon. Thank you. Yeah. We're going to do... We're going to do something that Jerry kind of sits around and does quite often. Seriously, folks, this boy is studying this music, and I'm okay, thanks. And he laid this on me. I said, well, I don't know what I can do with that, but we'll see. Karen back on for this one, which we were warming up on a little while ago, and Karen just got here last night, right? Just in time for the dance. What timing. So we were warming up on this one, and she said, oh, I know that, and maybe a few of you know this too.
They said B flat.
And she said, what? Then she said...
And Jerry said, it's not my fault. It's not my fault. That's Leo.
First she said, what? And then she said, no problem.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you, aging hippies. Right, thanks very much. Found out this week that that's a direct takeoff on a Chaucer story called The Miller's Tale. We're gonna take it out of here on this. Thanks very much for being with us. Thank you very much. Karen Ashbrook, Jerry Rockwell, Ralph Gordon. Thanks very much.
Didn't they do a good job, huh? Didn't they do a good job? We're about to take a little intermission, and we're going to, about 10 minutes, and we're going to get right on with the Cajun section next, and looking forward to seeing you later.